Cuccinelli's two major arguments are that the mandate that individuals purchase health insurance is unconstitutional and that the penalty for failure to obtain insurance is a tax, contrary to previous statements made by President Obama and Democratic members of Congress.
The government is attempting to stretch the Constitution's Commerce Clause to allow it to regulate inactivity, something that it has never done before. This case is about the states providing a check and balance to the federal government in our federalist system. If Virginia loses this fight and the federal government is allowed to cross this line, Congress will be granted virtually an unlimited power to order you to buy anything.
Cuccinelli has been criticized by some groups who say that he is wasting time and money to promote his own political agenda. Jim Lindsay represents the Virginia Organizing Project, who advocates for health care reforms.
Eventually, the insured foot the bill anyway. The average American family with insurance pays over $1,000 a year now in higher premiums to cover the cost of care for the uninsured. Let's stop using scarce public resources to pursue a lawsuit that is contrary to the best interests of Virginia taxpayers and consumers.
Both Cuccinelli and the federal attorneys arguing against him have said that should the judge rule against them, they will appeal and most likely take the case to the Supreme Court. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.